From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Israeli tanks and armored infantry units massed near the border with the Gaza Strip today, and intensive diplomatic efforts continued to try to gain the release of an Israeli soldier. 19-year-old Corporal Gilad Shalit was captured early Sunday in an attack on an Israeli border post by a group of militants, including members of Hamas, which now leads the Palestinian government. Today, the three groups which claim to be holding the soldier demanded the release of all Palestinian women and children under 18 in Israeli jails. Israel's leaders say they will not negotiate. NPR's Eric Westervelt is in Gaza and joins us now. And Eric, what can you tell us about the latest efforts to win the release of Corporal Shalit, and who's leading those efforts?
Well, today I've talked with several senior aides to Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas, who say Abbas has been working the phones all day, Melissa, in talks with the leader of the Hamas-led government here in Gaza, Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, as well as several kings, prime ministers, and heads of Arab and Western governments in an effort to pressure the Hamas leadership to in turn pressure its military wing to release the Israeli soldier. Egyptian diplomats are also helping out, we're told. One Abbas aide said the president spoke today with Syrian President Bashar Assad, who wields considerable influence over the Hamas leadership, especially the leaders who live in exile in Syria.
And are there any signs that these various diplomatic efforts that you're describing are working?
Well, it's not yet clear. Hamas continues to send some mixed signals. Hamas officials admit members of its military wing are part of the group holding the soldier. And late today, I spoke with senior Hamas spokesman Ghazi Hamad, and he claimed Hamas wants to resolve this crisis as quickly as possible and without bloodshed. And he called on those holding Corporal Shalit not to mistreat him. But Ghazi Hamad also clearly did not call for the soldier's release. And he said the attack on the Israeli post was a, quote, natural reaction to Israeli aggression and deaths of civilians, end quote.
Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has said that the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, is responsible for the soldier's safety. They say that Abbas has the political and military might to get Corporal Shalit released. What has the reaction been from Abbas and his aides?
Well, a senior ally to Abbas I spoke with, who's involved intensively with these efforts, said this task is a lot harder by the fact that Hamas has several, sometimes competing, leadership branches. There's a powerful and in many ways more radical exile leadership, as I mentioned, based in Syria, led by Khalid Mashal. There's a Gaza leadership as well as a West Bank leadership and the military wing that doesn't always work in concert with those other branches. So this ally of Abbas said Abbas could send in his military forces or police, but that would, in his words, start the civil war, a reference to these frequent armed clashes between Fatah and Hamas as these two rivals continue to vie for power in the Gaza Strip.
Now, the groups that took this Israeli corporal captive are demanding the release of women and teenagers from Israeli prisons. First, how many of those groups are there in Israeli jails?
Well, Palestinians here say Israel holds 150 women and more than 300 children under 16 years of age.
And on the Israeli side, to that demand, they're saying we won't negotiate. What are the options that they have?
Well, that's right. And Mark Regev today, the Israeli foreign ministry spokesman, said the release of our hostage needs to be unconditional and immediate. The prime minister said he's not going to release any prisoners. He's not going to negotiate with Hamas. And he told his commanders to, quote, prepare for a broad and ongoing military operation to strike the terrorist leaders and all those involved. So people here in Gaza are bracing for more bloodshed.
This comes at a time when Israel has obviously withdrawn from the Gaza Strip. What is the fear there that you're hearing in the Gaza?
That's right. Israel pulled its soldiers and settlers out of Gaza almost a year ago, and Palestinians here are anxious and scared about a possible Israeli military operation. But some I spoke with also expressed a kind of pride in the militants' attack on this base. Several families I spoke with, in their words, said this was a, quote, necessary and right thing to do in response to recent Israeli attacks.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Gaza. Eric, thanks very much.
You're welcome.